And good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to North Hills High School, where today the Knock Knights take on the Quaker Valley Quakers. Had a good chance there to talk with head coach Ron McNabb, and we are just a few seconds away from the start of this one. As WPIL says a noon tip-off, and they mean noon tip-off, not noon start everything else. So we are just a couple of minutes away from getting started here today. It's the quarterfinals. Quaker Valley was the team that got the bye, so they've not actually played for a while here. They've been off. Their final game was on the 11th, so they haven't played since last Monday when they played Summit Academy. Knock, of course, with a win over South Park on Wednesday night, advancing in. And Knock and Quaker Valley played, well, just about a month ago. And Quaker Valley winning that game 68-53 and really controlled the game throughout. Knock struggled off to get off early and get some points. As you heard Coach say, had some good looks, but just didn't get the baskets. And so Quaker Valley pulled out to the big lead and hung on to it the whole way through. For the Knock Knights here tonight, it's going to require those shots to be made early on. The Knock Knights are cold shooting in the first 4 or 5 minutes. It could be a long game for Knock. The Knights, as we've said, have had those games where they just can't hit from beyond the arc early, and it takes them a while to get warmed up. They can't afford to do that here tonight. They're going to have to shoot and make those shots against a very good Quaker Valley team. Starters tonight for Quaker Valley. It'll be Casey Johns, Quinn Hill, Danny Conlon, Ryan Stowers, and Christian Johnson. Stowers had 29 against the Knights the last time out. For Knox, same starting five as we've seen all year. Scott Frazier, Jared Schreckengast, Brady McKee, Jake Scheit, and the lone senior on the Knox squad, Julian Sanks. Knights will be the road team in the road blues, which they're very comfortable in. They've played a whole lot more road games than home games this season. And the Quakers in white with black numerals. It'll be Stowers and Frazier to jump centers. We're set to go here from North Hills. Scott Briggs with you. Good to have you along. Quarterfinal action just about to get underway, and the Quakers control it. Stowers at midcourt. Knock will play a man defense, and you heard Coach say he's going to have his two best players on their two best players. Quakers working around the outside into the corner to Stowers. Tries to come in on Frazier in the paint, turnaround, goes up and underneath, and lays it up and in for two, and the Quakers with the early lead. Scheit quickly down the far wing for the Knock Knights, comes across to Schreckengast. Schreck left side, it goes to Frazier. Quakers playing a man defense as well. Frazier goes around the pick, goes to the low post, comes in, feeds outside to McKee. McKee inside, puts up a shot, and it's good for two, and it's tied at two. Quickly, Casey Johns down the right wing. He'll drop it off for Conlon, over to Stowers outside against Frazier. Stowers down the lane. His layup is good, almost uncontested there. And again, Scheit quickly down the floor for Knock. Scheit drops it off to Sanks. Sanks closely guarded, tries to come around. Johns gets it off to Schreckengast. Schreck looks off the three. Had it open there for a second. Now comes back out to Sanks. Off around the right wing to Scheit. Scheit drives in. Scheit with a shot is up. Bounces around and bounces off. Stowers with a rebound. So the Knights with their first miss. Conlon the other end goes to the corner. Here's Johns for three from the corner. Doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Sanks. And he's ahead to Scheit with Schreckengast on the far wing. Scheit can't see him. Comes in low. Drives to Frazier. Frazier goes in. Spins around. Lays it up and in. And we're tied at four. Right wing, Hill. Back to John. Stowers on the left wing. He'll take the long range three and net it. Ryan Stowers, seven in the game so far, and we're only less than 2 minutes in. Frazier, Scheit. Scheit to the basket. Scheit goes in, puts up a shot, doesn't go. And there's four white jerseys underneath the rebound and no Knock Knights. Stowers still on the wing. Goes to Conlon in the corner. Conlon looks to come inside. Shut off by Schreckengast. Up top to Quinn Hill. And back to Danny Conlon. Conlon, right side it goes to Johns. Back to Conlon, far wing. He comes into the low post, puts up a jumper, and gets it for two. Danny Conlon for two. It's 9-4 in favor of the Quakers. Schreckengast, left wing, Frazier. Frazier tries to wait for Sanks to come free, but he can't get around his defender. Frazier with a drive, feeds underneath, and a foul called on Frazier's drive inside on the floor. That's on Quinn Hill, his first, team's first. Knock will inbound right side of their own hoop. Down 9-4 here in the early going. Scheidt looks for the inbound, gets it into Sanks. Sanks will take the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound, though, comes down to Scheidt in the corner. Scheidt spins around, gets it off to Frazier. He trips off to McKee, who shoots from the elbow. In and out, no good. Sanks battles for the rebound. And the Quakers, though, come away with it. Here comes Stowers end-to-end. He'll take a shot up and good. Ryan Stowers here just destroying the Knock Knights early on. 11-4, Quaker Valley. Scheidt in the paint. Scheidt turnaround shot. And it's blocked by Stowers. Ahead to Conlin, but Frazier or Schreckengoss steals it. Here's Schreck, goes to the corner, outside to Sanks. Sanks, step back, three, good. Well, Julian, 1-for-2 from three-point range, 4:40 to go. The Knights cut the lead to 4. Stowers outside on the wing. Off to Conlin, 4:30 to play here in the first quarter. Fast-moving game. Not a whole lot of stoppage in play. Quaker Valley working around the outside. Stowers has the ball knocked away from him, but gets it and puts up a jump shot. Doesn't go. Rebound to Scheidt. And back the other way come the Knights. Scheidt with a drive to the basket. Layup and good. Jake saw the opening and took it. And the Knights have cut the lead to 2. Stowers far wing back up top to Johns. Into the corner. Quinn Hill. Now back to Johns up top. Johns and Hill in the corners into Conlin. Conlin spins to the foul line and drive inside by Johns. He feeds it underneath to a wide open Christian Johnson for 2. And Scheidt down the floor to Sanks, all the way across to Frazier. Frazier looks in the middle of McKee, then Frazier goes to the basket. And Frazier draws the foul. Looked like Scott took an extra step there, got the foul called. And the foul. Johnson charged with the foul. Frazier at the line to shoot 2. Scott Frazier shooting 71% on the season for the Knights. Frazier launches the first one and bounces out. Knights are not going to be able to miss a whole lot of foul shots in this game. Frazier's second one is on its way, and that one's good. 13-10. Quaker Valley in the lead, 3:30 to go here in the first quarter. Johns gets it into Stowers, feeds it back into the middle to Christian Johnston. Back to Stowers with another 3. That rolls off, rebound to Sanks. Sanks to Scheidt, this time down the left side. Sanks in the corner to Schreckengost. Goes low post to McKee. McKee goes in, underneath, shoots, leaves it short. Had the shot there, just didn't get enough on it. Here comes Stowers around Scheidt to the corner. Jake Scheidt will be called, putting the elbow into Ryan Stowers. And the Quakers will inbound left side of their own hoop. Up 13-3 on Knock. 3 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Johnson has to chase it out to center court. And is able to gather it in and get it back into Conlin. So the Quakers don't lose the possession. Conlin sets up the offense. Burkett against Jared Schreckengoss. Conlin, left, right, back to the middle, Stowers. Stowers looks off the 3, back to Conlin. Conlin slowly pulls out. Goes to his left. Conlin to the foul line, down the lane. Shot is up and good. Just sort of opened things up and let him run. And the Quakers get the bucket. Here's Scheidt. Offensive foul, he runs into Stowers. They put the arm up. If Jake doesn't put the arm up, that may go the other way. But every time you put your arm up, they're going to call that one. Jackson Zernich into the ball game for the Quakers as Quinn Hill sits down. Jake Scheidt with 2 fouls for the Knock Knights. Casey Johns with the ball. Johns on the right wing. Drops it off for Conlin. Conlin with a spin move on Schreck. Low post, jumper, up in the air, bounces off the rim. Rebound by Johnson, comes away with a miss. Frazier back the other way. Frazier takes it in himself, puts it off the top, no good. And back the other way, Conlin. He'll knock with a couple of layup misses here. Conlin trying to go around Scheidt, has to come back outside to Stowers. Stowers in on Frazier, hits him in the mouth and puts it up in the air, and it's good. At the elbow in the mouth of Frazier. Frazier right wing with the basketball. up top to Sanks. Sanks around to the right to Schreckengoss. Up top, Scheit. Scheit with a drive inside. Scheit goes up, floater, good. 17-12, Quaker Valley in the lead here as Conlin down the far wing, a minute and a half to go. Conlin back outside. Jumper by Hill at the foul line. Johns by the foul line, no good. The rebound comes down to Frazier. Frazier sort of waits for everything to clear out, and then he works in. Saw a little bit of a lane, but decided not to take it. And Shrek's got the ball outside, around to Brady McKee. Far side, Scheit. Inside it goes to Frazier. Frazier underneath is going to get called for the travel. Ball came in a little bit low for Frazier. Substitutions now. Weir and Adu Thiero. You got to watch out for Thiero. He had a heck of a game against us first time out. Pretty good little guard. 17-12 Quakers as we turn down to a minute to go first quarter. Thiero off on the left wing to Weir. Weir drops it to Conlin. Jumper at the elbow. Leaves it short. And it comes down to the Knock Knights. Frazier's got it. Ryan Lang poked it in. He's in for Scheit, who's on the bench with two fouls. Lang sets up the offense here from the left circle. Lang, Sanks in the corner, Thiero all over him. Sanks feeds, nice baseline feed to McKee, goes up, doesn't get the shot, but does draw the foul. And Brady will go to the line to shoot two. Fouls called on Jackson Zernich. His first, team's third. And McKee shooting 63% from the charity stripe this year. And Brady gets the first one. 17-14. 17-13 is what the scoreboard says. And McKee's second one bounces off the back and down. Thiero. Drops it off to Zernich. Back outside to Conlin. Right wing to Weir. And again, there's a drive in. Stolen away by Lang. Lang with a bounce pass to Sanks. Three-pointer by Julian. In and out, no good. Rebound to Schreck. Outside, Frazier's got the open look for the three. That's not going to go. And Sanks hits the floor after having his legs taken out from underneath him by Thiero. And Knock will keep the basketball right side of their own hoop, trailing 17-14, 8 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Lang with the inbound pass. Outside it comes to Frazier. Frazier, Lang in the corner, open three for Ryan Lang. Off the side, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Conlin, launches a three at the buzzer. That doesn't go, and that's the end of the first quarter. It's Quaker Valley 17 and Knock 14. We'll be back with second quarter action here from North Hills right after these messages.
When it comes to concrete, we rock. Concrete for your home, concrete for industrial use. John W. Thrower Company in Saxonburg is the name to remember. For sand and gravel, use Throwers. They really dig what they do, and they're fully insured. Dry bags of cement and mortar or poured concrete for your foundation, driveway, footers, and more. Call Throwers today and find out why they're the best in the business. Throwers Concrete in Saxonburg. Call 352 9421, a trusted name that is rock solid.
What is your teenager doing this weekend? I'm District Attorney Rich Golding with a message about drug and alcohol abuse. Each year, students are exposed to new people and experiences. Opportunities present for them to be influenced to experiment with drugs or alcohol. Communication and knowledge about the effects of drugs and alcohol have many misconceptions in the minds of teens. Families think it can't happen to them, but it can. Talk and ask questions. What teens don't know can hurt them for a very long time. For more information, call 724-284-5114.
Well, welcome back here to North Hills. Scott Briggs with you on WISR and the Trib Live High School Sports Network. Quaker Valley Quakers with a 17-14 lead over the Knock Knights. Ryan Stowers with 11 of those 17 points for the Quakers. Not the Knock Knights hanging in there. Much better than the first time these two teams played. And Ryan Lang with the ball for Knock. Gets it to Brady McKee outside. McKee looks off the three. Comes back across the top. Drops it off for for Lang. Lang with a shot at the foul line doesn't go. And back the other way come the Quakers. Here's a drive by Stowers. It doesn't go. Sanks with a rebound. Lang back the other way quickly. Lang goes to the basket, takes a floater. That doesn't go. McKee with a rebound. And Brady McKee with a push-off, I think. And McKee picks up his first foul, and the Quakers will come back the other way. Jake Scheit back into the game for Julian Sanks. So Julian gets a breather. Just underway here, second quarter from North Hills, WPI quarterfinals. Aduthiero with the basketball for the Quakers up top. The arrow around to Conlon. Back to Conlon up top, guarded by Schreckengoss. Frazier's got the call on Stowers. Quakers spreading the floor out here. The arrow around to the right, off to Conlon. Mock switches and goes right back. Conlon, the arrow, far side it goes to Weir. Weir with a drive, drops it for Stowers, way outside. Stowers tries to drive in and kicks out to Conlon. Quakers real patient here. Weir with the ball on Lang. Into the corner it comes. Now back it goes to Zernich. The arrow off to Stowers. Outside to Conlon. Around to Zernich. And again, Quakers just taking their good old time here. The arrow right side to Zernich to Conlon. Conlon will take the three-pointer. Off the side, no good. Rebound Frazier. Here's Frazier with Schreckengoss, two on three. Frazier goes in. Or underneath Stowers. Stowers blocks the shot. Gets it to McKee. McKee up with a floater. Doesn't go. And McKee will go to the line to shoot two. As Stowers with the foul. His first foul. And Quaker Valley goes half an hour throwing the ball around, don't get any points. The Knights come back the other way, and Brady McKee with a chance at the foul line. McKee's first one is up, off the back, no good. Wynocka's got to make foul shots here tonight to stay in this one. McKee's second one is up, and that one's no good. Rebound battle for it, and it comes off of Schreckengoss down of bounds. I hearken back to the Knights' last time they played here. The 2006 quarterfinals against Hampton. From the foul line, the Knights were 3 of 15. Well, just a little better than that, and they'd have won that game. So far here tonight, 3 of 6. Here's a hop step by Conlon into the lane. That goes off, doesn't go. Rebound comes down to Frazier after the tip from Scheit. Frazier right side. Frazier, a little 12-footer, doesn't go. Rebound battle for and out of bounds off of the Quakers. Now they change their mind and say it came off of the Nock Knights. Now the Quakers with another break here. Nobody scored here in the second quarter yet, and we're down 5.5 minutes to go. Right side, Stowers. He's going to go in. Stowers with the layup. Boy, he just went up and topped over everybody. Laid that up and in for the first bucket of the quarter. Lang goes low side to McKee. McKee outside. Schreckengoss three-pointer from Schreck doesn't go. Ball tipped up in the air and out of bounds. This time they will say it is off the Quakers. Only the third three-point attempt for the Knights in tonight's game. Schreck's first. And Sanks is one of two. Scheit out and Sanks back in offensively for the Knights. Ryan Lang goes to the corner to Sanks. Julian back in outside to Frazier. Frazier with a drive down the lane. His shot goes off the top. So Knox missed a bunch of little ones inside, and that's not a good sign. Here's Stowers outside. Up to Conlon. Conlon has the ball knocked away but gathers it back in. The arrow back around to Weir. He tries to drive in, and now back out. Stowers for three. Good. Stowers just really has been the dominant force for the Quakers in this one. Other than him, and it's been a pretty good game. Sanks with the ball corner. Back up top, McKee. Far side, Lang goes low post to Frazier. Frazier Lang in the corner for three. Lang's three goes off, no good. And the Knights going cold shooting again. Thierro with a drive on McKee goes up underneath, then flops it back outside around to Weir quickly in the corner. Weir with a drive to the basket. His layup goes, and the Quakers can't miss. Quick 10-point run for the Quakers. They're up 24-14. Timeout taken. We'll be back here to North Hills right after this quick 30-second break.
Just when you thought you had your best deal,
it's Troy, the deal-making man.
The deal-making man assures you have your absolute best deal on every new and used Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC. The deal-making mugs are here. Get yours now and receive an additional $200 off your next deal. At Troy Allen, we're good to the last deal.
The deal-making man saved us thousands.
Meet the real deal-making man today at Troy Allen Chevrolet Buick and GMC in Slippery Rock.
Well, the Quaker Valley Quakers, a 7-0 run to start this second quarter. Take the lead on Knock 24-14. Knights' only opportunity. They've had a couple of layup chances, but they've missed them. Three-pointer miss. So it's sort of hit that cold streak, which they really can't afford to do in a game like this. And Ryan Stauer is just dominating the game. Up top, Brady McKee, wide open three. Brady won't shoot it. Goes left side. Goes underneath to Schreckengoss. Schreck in the paint. Feeds it underneath to Sanks, and it goes through his hands out of bounds. So Knock with a turnover there. Not even a shot. And a couple guys could have shot and decided not to. Instead, went with one more pass. Weir up top. Turns around at the high post. Goes in on McKee. That shot partially blocked. Gets his own rebound. That's taken away by Frazier. And here comes Frazier across the timeline. Frazier drops it for Lang. Lang goes far corner. Sanks open three for Julian. He's got it. Usually if you get Julian that open, he'll knock one down. And Thierro across the timeline now at the point for the Quaker Valley Quakers. The number three seed, Thierro, with a running layup. No good. Battle for the rebound. Sanks off to Ryan Lang. Lang, left side, it goes to Frazier. Frazier, Schreckengoss, six-footer off the front, no good. The Knights miss another close-in money. Here's Stowers down the far wing, comes in on McKee. McKee with good defense, but Stowers just goes up over top of him and puts it up and in. It's not for Ryan Stowers. Quaker Valley doesn't score tonight. Here's McKee in the corner for the Knock Knights. Loses his dribble, has to come outside to Schreckengoss. His three-pointer, in and out, no good. And Knock can't get the rebound. Again, the cold shooting by Knock. 2.5 to go. 26-17 Quakers here in the first half. Thierro goes underneath to Conlon, who comes back outside and up top to Weir with 2:18 to go. Now Zernich with a basketball. Zernich, Thierro. Off to Conlon. Back to Zernich goes baseline. Steps out of bounds with it, and it'll be Knock basketball. Actually, he stepped out of bounds before he ever threw the ball. And Ryan Lang out. Jake Scheit back in for Knott. Knights down 9, 26-17, 2:06 to go here. 9-3 run here for the Quakers in quarter number two. Scheit goes underneath to Frazier, goes inside. He's shut off. Tries to come back in, and that ball is stolen away by Zernich. Gets it off to Stowers and down the lane for the easy two. Scheit's going to go in and outside. McKee, three-pointer from Brady McKee, in and out, no good. Rebound, Schreckengoss, his shot back up, no good. Gets another shot, draws the foul, and gets the bucket. Schreck with his first points of the game. He'll go to the line for the three-point play with a minute 35 to go here in the first half. And the Quakers up by 9. Sanks back out. Ryan Lang in. Well, Schreckengoss at the line. Jared shooting 62% from the free throw line this year. Gets that one. 8-point lead for the Quakers. Casey Johns back in at the point. He'll drop it for Stowers outside. Stowers curls around into the paint, then has to come back outside. And the runner, no good. Rebound to Scheit. Scheit with Schreckengoth. Scheit takes it himself, drops it into Schreckengoth, but threw it right to Conlon. Try to get a little too fancy. Zernich goes in around McKee, who tops it away, but it topped it right to one of the Quakers. 105, Stowers, long-range three doesn't go. Battle for the rebound comes to Lang. I think the Quakers wanted to shoot for the last shot there, but Stowers launched the three instead. Up top, Brady McKee, far side to Schreckengoth. Schreck with a cutter. There's a feed into Frazier, and he misses another shot underneath. Unusual to see Scott Frazier miss buckets like that. Frazier's been making those all season long, and that one was almost too easy for Scott, I think. Everything's been contested for him underneath, and that one was wide open. Here, Coach McNabb said, how do you miss that wide open? 34 seconds. Quakers will work for the final shot. Zernich to Conlon. Drops it again for Johns. Back to Stowers with 21 seconds to go. Stowers outside, works back towards the top. Over to Johns in the middle, 14 seconds to go. Knock, not pressuring. Now Conlon with seven. Looking to Stowers inside, comes around Frazier, lays it up and in, and off it goes. And Knock can't get a shot off before the buzzer. The Quakers lead 30-20 at the end of the first half. We'll be back to recap first half action here from North Hills High School right after these messages.